time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome, everybody. This is the time of year for hope and renewal. It's the time for new beginnings. It's the time to let go of the past and not bring in any of the old habits or misfortunes of the past year. It's the time to clear out anything that's unlike your brilliance, your joy, your presence, and to create whatever it is that you really want to create in this new year. Hi, I'm Ken D. Foster, and our show today is called The Courage to Manifest Your Dreams. It's a four-part series we're doing, kicking off this new year. Hey, can you feel the energy? I don't know about you, but I was driving to studio today, and I was talking to a speaker that we have coming in at one of our events in San Diego, Mari Smith, who's traveled the world with Mark Zuckerberg here in the last couple of years. And she was telling me yesterday she had this tremendous energy. She woke up at 4 in the morning, and she had this big checkoff list. She got all her stuff done, right? I had that same experience. And Susan here in the studio is going, I had that same experience too. So, you know, what's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. We are right now in the renewal zone. That's what I call it, the renewal zone, right? So this is the time where we renew our goals, our commitments, our determination, our willpower, our passion. You know, in the renewal zone, it's a place we get clear of the direction of our business and our life in the coming year. And you know, our last show, I gave you a specific formula that I've used with my clients for 20 years to help them generate their greatest dreams, to really get what they want. In fact, I started using this formula. When I first started using it, I was generating about 40% of my goals. And, you know, the first year I generated, I think, somewhere like 70%. The next year was 80%. The next year was like 90%. And it stayed at that level ever since then. So let me give you this formula and see if this resonates with you, right? So goal setting, right? Nobody really loves goal setting, but I think that people that really succeed understand that it's one of those necessary evils, okay? So here's the first step. Have a clear and specific vision for what you want to accomplish in your life, okay? So clear and vision for in your business, in your health, in your relationships, in your career, in your spiritual life. What's the clear vision? And don't just think about it. Write it out in first person, I am. So here's what I mean by that. Let's say you want to generate $10,000 a month in income. You might state, I am generating $10,000 or more of income by February 1st, 2019 or sooner. Very clear, very specific, right? You're giving commands to your mind. You're programming your subconscious mind to start to look for what it needs to start to accomplish whatever that dream is that you're looking for. So once you write out the goal, right, then this is the next really important step. You got to feel it. You got to get into it and feel like this has already happened for you. I'll give you a quick thought. When I was in my 20s, I wanted to buy a house. I didn't have the money to buy a house. I was working for a company that I could make about $4,000 a month, and that wasn't going to get me a house. I thought, man, how am I going to do this? I know. I need to think bigger. So I thought, I was buying houses for this company. I thought, I need to go buy apartment buildings for this company. This company had never bought apartment buildings in the past, but I thought, well, that's not going to stop me. I'm going to go do it anyway. So I set my goal in buying an 86-unit apartment complex, which I knew the commission was very big on that, and I would get the money I needed for a down payment for my house. But here's what happened. I came home every day. This is before I really knew what I was doing. Every day I'd put on ABBA, right? And they had a song called Super Trooper. And I'd listen to that song and I'd visualize every day me having that house that I wanted to buy, right? And closing this deal and getting the commission every day, feeling it. I did that. And guess what? Within 30 days, I had bought that unit. I had talked the management team into buying their first apartment unit. They had given me a check for $30,000, okay, for the commission for this thing, which back in the day, that was in the, let's see, 80s, that was a lot of money. And I was able to go out and buy my first home. How cool is that? Okay, so, right, second step, make sure, third step, make sure you feel it. You got to feel it, what you want to accomplish. Next is you got to write out your why. Why is it important for you to accomplish it, right? If you don't send, if you don't get really clear, you know, I need to buy this house, for instance, or my kids aren't going to have any place to live, right? Get clear with the powerful passion that's behind your dreams. And then determine, this is the most important piece that most people don't do. Determine what you're willing to give or give up to accomplish it. Because if you're not going to give up something, you might have to give up some of your doubt and uncertainty and some of your misunderstanding about how the world works, right? And you might have to increase your willpower to do this, right? So, you know, we have three mental powers. We have reasoning, we have feeling, and we have will, right? So this year, you may be called to expand your willpower, expand that presence, right? You know, willpower is the power that every great success has. Every man or woman that's ever created something great has powerful willpower, right? So maybe you have to increase your willpower. Then the next step is six. Notice what might get in your way, right? What is it? Write them out. Maybe your fears. I'm afraid I can't do this. Maybe there's some, you know, money might get in your way. Maybe some, you know, something that... somebody said, or somebody's going to stop you from doing whatever it is, write it out. And you have to step into a place I call fearlessness. You have to have the courage to overcome no matter what the obstacles look like. Remember this, they're all just illusions. They're just illusions. You're creating the dream. This is your dream. This is your life. You know, you're actually even creating the illusions that are showing up to stop you. So don't let them stop you. And then seven is take actions daily to measure your progress. And I do this really simple. I get a big calendar and I just put an X on it every single day that I've accomplished three or more action steps towards my dream, right? So how cool is that? Easy steps. You can do this. I know that it will suit you. Now, I want to mention this to those of you that have been listening to this show for a while. I have a workshop coming up. And that workshop is coming up on January the 19th in San Diego. And the workshop is called Limitless. It's going to be held at Morgan Run Country Club. And this workshop will deliver insight, strategies, and wisdom to drive your business to the next level. I am bringing in a guest speaker to the event. He's one of my friends. He sold his company for $5.7 billion. To Yahoo. His company was called Broadcast.com. His name is Chris Jayab. Chris is going to be there talking with you, and we're going to help you to get unstuck in any way that you have been stuck in your business. So again, it's coming up on January 19th at the Morgan Run Country Club in San Diego. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get their $197 at the door, or you can buy them right now online at $97. And if you go to, let me see how you're going to find this. You can go to Facebook and look me up, Limitless Event, or you can go to Meetup and look up Limitless Event. It's under a Shared Vision Network, Limitless Event. Or you can just email me if you need to, Ken at KenDFoster.com, and I'll make sure you get registered, Ken at KenDFoster.com. All righty, well, I have an amazing guest coming up in my next segment. We're going to be talking more about overcoming the greatest challenges that you may have ever had to actually develop your dreams. So some of you are going, wow, you know, I got big dreams. I don't know how I'm going to overcome them. Well, I have the guest that's going to tell you how to overcome them, because she's been through some of the greatest challenges anybody can face on this planet and has come out a winner. All right, I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, cause I love the adrenaline in my
face. Golly, we're back. Again, Happy New Year's. It's so good to be back with you. I just love this New Year's, this new energy that we have on the planet. And I want to say that one of the greatest gifts that I've had is to be able to attend an event in San Diego called Women's Wisdom. Now, I don't usually attend all women events, but this one happens to be put on by my wife, so I do attend it. And it's one of the San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to thank you for tuning in to Voices of Courage last year and this year. If you're new to the show, we're a new type of radio called Experience Radio, where we inspire our audience to engage with us in growing their businesses and transforming their lives. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast, and be sure to become a subscriber. You're going to get our weekly reports, our strategies, and our gifts, and so much more. So I just love that you're there, and thank you for all the Facebook likes and follows that we've been getting. We've got a large Facebook following now, and appreciate it. Appreciate your all of your intentions and your love gifts that you've sent me over the years. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but you sure tell me a lot of good things. All right, listen, in studio with me, I have an amazing guest. Her name is Susan Treadgold. She is the founder of Treadgold Executive Development, she's also an international best-selling author of The High Performing Woman and the co-author of Success University for Women. She's an award-winning speaker and a transformational trainer. She's a faculty member for UCSD Randy School of Management, Elevate Executive Leadership Program, and co-founder of the Radiance Reboot Retreat. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken.
Gosh, it's good to see you this morning. We were just joking around in studio and talking about some of the things I just talked about. The question I had, does it really work? Have you, you know, we were just talking about how you help people with that.
Yeah, when you're talking about setting your vision, I think that's so important. And when you were saying feel it, it's when you're saying the I am, you were giving that example of your $10,000. If you add in what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're hearing, like I'm hearing people congratulate me. I'm feeling the excitement of walking with my check into the bank teller with a little bit of swagger. You know, I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing the new number in my bank account. You know, just getting the feeling, the seeing, the hearing, attaching that to it, the emotion.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I know there's a lot of people that don't even believe that you can just visualize things and bring them into fruition. But I always challenge that because I just say, hey, listen, look around in your environment right now. Every single thing that you can see in your environment was created by a thought. Every single thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're thinking it, you're probably got to believe it to manifest it.
You know who was really good at that was Muhammad Ali. He had this thing called future history, and he would do it. He would pre-pave his fights. He would imagine the music, you know, in the dressing room, what gown he had on, which punch he was going to throw first as he walked into the ring, what it felt like, and he predicted like something like 19 out of his 21 championship fights by just visualizing it step by step, everything.
Exactly. And athletes all over the world have followed that model, and that model does work. So if there's anybody listening, you have any doubt as to whether it'll work, it does work. It's like gravity. Gravity works every time. Now, you don't have to believe in gravity for it to work. It just works, right? But it does help if you do believe, right? Because then you can understand the principles behind gravity, okay, and use it to your advantage. The same thing we're talking about using this with the mind. So I know that you faced a huge challenge, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Back in 2016, you were diagnosed with cancer. And what happened and how'd you overcome it? Because I know you're healed and healthy now.
Thank you. Well,
and what stage was it?
What stage, cancer?
Yeah.
Stage two.
Okay.
Stage two. So still right. Relatively early.
Yeah.
But I was actually, of all things, I was at a cancer conference. My dad had cancer and I was there, you know, I knew that chemo was killing him and I was looking for some other strategies. And I had the good fortune of having a screening there at the last day. And, you know, the date, I still remember, it was the 16th of October, 2016. And having lived in Europe for 25 years, everybody writes the day first, then the month, then the year. So, and I started, you know, as soon as I was diagnosed, after the shock of it, I got my journal out that evening and I was writing down the number 16-10-16. And I was looking at the symmetry of it. And I thought, God, that's kind of an hourglass symmetry, 16-10-16. And I thought, this is really my hourglass moment, you know? My time is running out and I need to turn this hourglass over and really make some big changes in my life because, you know, cancer is really feedback. That's major feedback.
It's feedback. I love that. And, you know, there's a part I've been, you know, reading a little bit about you and stuff. You know, you said that there's like there's a gift in adversity, right? A gift in the cancer.
Absolutely.
I truly
feel like it was a gift. I think there's a lot of negative language out there around cancer. It was like, you know, kick cancer's butt, beat it, you know, kill it. You know, and I don't like the energy around that sort of violence talking about it. I started looking at, you know, this was a gift, you know, an early warning to really, you know, it was a potent prioritization skill, really.
Right. I love the way you put that. Yes. Better prioritize here. Yes.
Yeah. And I think everything in life is feedback. It's either an opportunity to celebrate a win or, you know, to learn and make some changes.
Well, so how did, okay, changes. You know, I know our audience out there, you know, you may not have cancer, but you've got challenges in other areas of your life, right? So if there is a gift in your challenges, which I know there is, tell me how the cancer changed you.
Well, you know, like I said, it was a potent prioritizer. And I think it helped me become more strategic about the balls that I choose to drop. Mm-hmm. I think earlier in my life, the balls that I would drop would be presence with the people I love. The balls I would drop would be my diet, the way I moved. And, you know, when people are cutting corners, everyone's busy. It's easy to not be as present with the people you love. It's easy to, you know, just have, you know, unhealthy food. It's easy to cut out your workout. And so, you know, those are balls that I never drop now.
You never drop. Okay.
Well, I get it. I don't like using universals like that, but more strategic about not dropping them.
You know, one of the things you talk about too, and I think you got really clear with this with the cancer, was the energy leaks, right?
Absolutely.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, I have a model, which I call it energy awareness. And I think everything in life is energy. The number one common denominator in lasting success in virtually anything, according to research by Project Energy, is energy. And the more energy you have, the more results you can create in your life. And so people talk about IQ and EQ, emotional intelligence. But what I think is really important is becoming energy aware. So really knowing at any given moment, you know, do I have the energy right now to show up how I want and to accomplish what I want in my life? And well,
it's a good question.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people will ask that question and say, well, no, I don't necessarily have the energy or the willpower right this second.
Right. So first the awareness on a scale of 1 to 10. And then it's becoming understanding, well, where are your energy leaks coming from? And so I have a model.
I got to take a break, and we'll get back to the model here in a second. We're talking to Susan Treadgold, and you can find Susan at susantreadgold.com. Again, susantreadgold.com. This is a fascinating conversation. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it takes,
'cause I love the adrenaline. Well, welcome back. Today our show is called The Courage to Manifest Your Greatest Dreams. I'm in studio with Susan Treadgold. And we're talking about energy leaks. And right before I get to that, I want to mention this to you. As a business owner, Your online presence is more important than ever. People will look you up online before they pick up the phone. That's why the right image of yourself and the branding of your business is vital. I've come across one of the best photographers in San Diego. Her name is Ann Landstrom, and the company is annphotography.com. That's annphotography.com. I recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that will bring out your best in you and the best in your business. Again, that's Ann Photography. You can call her at 760-610-6263, 760-610-6263. I also want to truly appreciate all of you that are tuning in and your feedback for the show. You can find us on Voices of Courage .us, and you can subscribe to us at that site, and you can find out about our upcoming guests. All right. Now, back to our studio guest, Susan Treadgold, The Courage to Manifest Your Greatest Dreams. Susan, if I got energy leaks, how am I going to manifest my greatest dreams?
Exactly. You got to plug up those leaks, Ken.
So how do I plug them up?
All right. Well, first of all, being aware. And, you know, after researching high-performing people, high performance for the last 10 years, I found that there's a commonality in terms of where people get their energy from and also where they get their leaks. Mm-hmm. So I put together a model to give greater clarity and tips to help people. So, you know, there's input energy. That's the energy you get from the air, food, water, sleep, supplements that you take into your body. And you know, that gut is really important there. 95% of your serotonin, your happy hormone, is produced in your gut. So unhappy gut, unhappy you. So,
makes sense. I mean, when I get a stomach ache, I'm not very happy.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that is one area to look at. You know, are you sleeping? These are the obvious things, but, you know, no amount of positive thinking is going to counteract dinner at McD's and getting to bed at 3. So looking at your input energy, looking at your mind energy, the thoughts you think, the images you visualize. We've already talked about that, how that can affect your life.
Right.
So, you know, research has done that, you know, the majority of the thoughts that we have are actually negative and also repetitive. So, you know.
I get that. In fact, social scientists tell us we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Out of those 60,000 thoughts, we generally have the same 60,000 thoughts tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And the reason is because why?
The reason they have those negative thoughts?
Right. Why? Well, because we ask the same questions. We go over in our mind the same thoughts time and time and time again, right? And
exactly.
We're generating the same environment and same circumstances time and time again. So if you got
the thoughts you think and the you know create your emotions, and your emotions create your experience of life. So you need to choose better thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the mind energy part of it. Then there's the move energy. You know, sitting is the new smoking. And a lot of people don't know why. Like, that's a buzzword, but it's, you know, we're sitting with our new technology, our world of technology, for unprecedented amounts.
I'm ready to stand up right now.
Yeah, let's get up.
yes. And,
yes, exactly.
We're all standing up in studio here. Yeah. Okay.
So, and the importance of that is a lot of people don't know why, but, you know, our heart moves our blood around, pumps our blood around, but what pumps our lymph, which is what detoxifies us, is jolting vertical movements. So we need to get a lot more movement in our bodies.
So if anybody in studio is like sick or anything like that, they need to go out and exercise and move up and
yes.
down and get the lymph system moving so that they can get rid of whatever they have, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and I didn't just mean in studio. Anywhere out in the world.
Anywhere.
Right. Okay, yeah.
And it's also the, you know, Professor Amy Cuddy at Harvard, she did a great TED talk about the power pose. It's also our body language, because our body communicates with our mind. So if you have a big, you know, nice open body, right. It's telling yourself that you're not under attack, you're feeling good. Right. And so that's another thing.
I'm opening up as
yes,
we talk.
Yes, I know. I'm sitting up straighter in my
chair. I see my sound engineer back there, man. He's like pounding his chest. He's right. Oh, look at him now. He's running.
Got his feet up on the desk now.
He's running now.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the move energy. Then there's the space energy, the things that you're surrounding yourself with, the environments that you're choosing to put yourself into. Yeah. There's connection energy. You know, how you interact and communicate with others. That's karma. It gets reflected back to you as well. And then there's the pause energy, that taking the time out to get still, you know, unplug, disconnect, and get present.
You know, I love the pause energy because I think that's where we really connect. And, you know, this is kind of the place where I think people find their purpose and they understand who they are and what they're all about. So I do want to switch energy a little bit to the pause energy and talk to me a little bit about your purpose. Let's pause for a moment. Who is Susan? Why are you here? Why are you doing this?
You know, if I got at the essence of who I am, I was trying to think back to my earliest memory. And you know what I love is I love making things better. And it's finding the treasures in people and things and places. And I was trying to see if there was some sort of theme in my life, but you know, it's from finding an old house and renovating it, making it better, finding a person and helping them to bring the joy and their gifts to the world. Finding old jewelry in flea markets and buffing it up and bringing it back to its glory. So, nice. You know, finding things and making it better. I think that's really at my real essence. I love learning new things and I love sharing what I learn with others.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm glad you said that because I think sometimes we get off on, you know, business topics and people are going, well, I'd love to increase my energy and I'd love to do, you know, things better and what have you. But sometimes I think they do need to pause and just get connect with who they are. Who am I at the core, right?
Exactly.
So give me an energy tip, knowing who you are. Like, you know, from that place where you go to bring more energy in your life. You know, what is that tip?
Well, people always ask me, you know, in my book, I have 52 tips.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the book, too. So the book is it's The High Performing Woman, right?
Yes.
And the subtitle is... Okay.
52 Take Action Tips for Greater Confidence, Energy, and Impact.
I love it. Okay, baby. So listen,
one a week, or you can gorge on them all in one go, like a Game of Thrones box set.
I love that. Where can people get that book? By the way,
Amazon.
Okay,
so that's the where high you get performing everything woman nowadays, right?
Okay, and you are soon writing The High Performing Man, but I got a feeling we cross over.
Do you
a lot.
Know what? It's ubiquitous. You know, everything in here is really relevant to men. As well, but for women, you know, high performing women, managing their energy is super important. So I kind of dedicated the title to the
high performing
woman.
Okay, one energy tip for high performing.
Everyone
woman.
Always asks me what my top tip is, and I have to say it's win your morning, because if you can win that first hour of your day, that really sets you up for the rest of the day. And, you know, I talked about all of my areas of the energy wheel, and in my little win your morning formula, it's taking energy tips from all of those areas. So, you know, the first thing I would do is write down at least three new things that you're grateful for. And, you know, studies have shown that people who practice an attitude of gratitude have less stress and depression. They're more resilient and energetic, and they have improved sleep and immune systems. And when you start practicing that every day, when you get beyond the friends, family, and food, you have to be more specific. And so it creates an attitude of gratitude because you start looking around for new things to be grateful for each
That's
day.
That's awesome, man. Okay, listen, I got to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to be asking Susan the success formula that changed her life, and it will change yours too. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners, the feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse, pull me like a ripcord.
Oh, what a day. This is the day to really increase your energy, to take and kick off your new year like you've never kicked it off before. The title of our show today is The Courage to Manifest Your Dreams. I'm in studio with Susan Treadgold, and we're talking about how to really take your life to a completely new level. And she just said that what you got to do is you got to win your morning. Because if you don't win your morning, yeah, the rest of the day is going to go by the wayside, right? So Susan, tell me, what does that mean, win your morning?
Yeah, well, we started off with being grateful.
Okay.
We talked about get your pause energy in there. Do a little bit of meditation. Prioritize your one big task of the day. Make sure you eat that frog first thing. I like setting my intentions for the day. Like, what's on the agenda? And I decide how I want to show up and how I want to feel. I mean, people spend more time deciding on what they want to wear than like how they want to show up and how they want to feel.
That's really interesting. How do I want to show up and feel, right? For my day.
Yeah, choose it.
That's really powerful.
Thank you.
Okay, what's the next one?
And then connection energy, I decide someone I want to appreciate or reach out to that day. I mean, we're starved of appreciation. That's why Facebook likes, you know, people are reduced to getting their dopamine hits with Facebook likes. Well, choose someone you want to appreciate that day, and both of you will get that dopamine rush. Repeat a positive affirmation. Train your brain to what you want. You know, what is that? You know, I'm calm and confident. You know, repeat an affirmation that's going to be useful for you. Drink a glass of water.
I like that.
Move your body.
In fact, I'm going to drink some right now, as a matter of fact. Go ahead.
Move your body. I love, there's 7-minute workouts out there that do, you know, the 12 core exercises that exercise every bit of your body. Read something that's going to make you healthier, wealthier, or wiser, even for five minutes.
Right.
And like Admiral McRaven, make your bed.
Make your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd, I wonder if my sound engineer is making his bed. Now, I want to say this. I left my house this morning and I made my bed.
Well done, Ken.
And I did listen to the Admiral.
Yes.
What's his name again? Admiral?
Admiral McRaven.
McRaven. Yeah. If you haven't seen that on YouTube, you got to see that Admiral McRaven.
Yeah. If all else fails, you come home to a nicely made bed.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right.
So, okay. So I love that. Now, if we start out our day that way, and you know, First of all, I want to say this before I ask you my next question about your success formula that changed your life. I want to let our listeners know that they can get a hold of you at tedlondon.com. Ted London, TEDLONDON.com. So that's one of your websites. And then your personal website is susantreadgold.com.
Yeah, they can get 3 tips from my book for free on that.
They can get the tips out of your book. That's awesome. Okay. And all right, so what is it? Tell me the success formula that changed your life, that's going to change
my
life today.
It really did. You know, you think about those sliding door moments. And I remember there was a time I was unhealthy. I hated my job. And a friend of mine gave me Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles. So
Jack, for people that don't know Jack Canfield, he was the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, who sold 100 million copies.
Okay. Yeah. Even yeah. more. Yeah, even
yeah.
more.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's when, like, he sold the company. They had sent 100 million. I think they're up to 250.
Huge numbers. Yeah. And the first, I got the book, and I'm like, Jack, who? Success what? I read the first chapter, and that's all I needed for that year. The first chapter was called the Success Formula. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. And the only way we can change our outcomes is by changing our responses, because the events already happened, be it the economy, the weather, your boss's attitude, the bus showing up late. You can't change any of that. The only way you can affect the outcome is how you choose to respond. And the only things that we have control of in life are the thoughts we think, the images we visualize, and the actions we take. And that was so profound to me. And every morning I realized I was, you know, hitting the snooze button and running these negative scenarios through my mind about, you know, how much I hated my job and how tired I was. And instead of doing that, I read that and I stopped pressing the snooze button. I jumped out of bed and said, I'm wide awake and I love my job. And I went to work, and, you know, my long suffering colleague, Carissa, I said, we're going to do a negativity detox. You know, and anytime we say something or blame someone, we have to put a coin in the jar. And
oh, wow. How big was that jar?
Yeah, well, at the beginning, it was like, ding, 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 ding. And, you know, by the end of the week, we started to get the hang of it.
I like that better, because some people put rubber bands on them and hit themselves, and then they get all bruised and red. Yeah, that's not good. Put money away. And then send it to Voices of Courage, or send it to your local charity, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
But
I like that.
So, and, you know, I noticed by changing my attitude and the way that I showed up and the things that I thought and the emotions that I had, that everything around me started to change. And within 3 months, I got a promotion, the biggest promotion of my life, to a job I loved, just by changing, you know, my responses.
Wow.
Because you can't change other people. You can only just change yourself. And
wow. Wow.
That was really profound for me.
That's profound. You know, you've lived in 5 different countries. And I'm wondering, since you've got to see culture at its best in 5 different areas of the planet, what are some of the biggest mistakes that people make in their careers?
Well, those are kind of 2 different things.
Let's just go the biggest mistakes people make. Forget the career part.
I think some of the biggest mistakes people make are thinking that it's all about how well you do your job. Hmm. The Center for Creative Leadership shows that the 3 main criteria in getting promoted, one of them is how well you do your job. The second is how you are perceived. And the third is who you know and who knows you and is willing to sponsor you. But the shocking bit for me is how well you do your job is only 10% of the promotion criteria. Wow. It just gets you your hat in the ring.
Wow.
30% is how you are perceived. Are you somebody who is a leader, who gets things done? And 60% is who you know and who knows you and is willing to sponsor you. So almost how you're perceived determines the remaining 60%. So that's really important.
And that is important. And that, you know, that was one of the areas that I didn't know those stats. But when I was in corporate, the relationship building was always the priority. It's like, and it was a relationship outside of my circle, right? So if I worked in an office, I went to the regions. I started to get to know the regional people. You know, if I went to the regional level, then I might, you know, if I'm in the regional level, I might get to know somebody on the national level, right?
Absolutely.
Because I want to connect with people that are above me and smarter than me and already have what I already want. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So, this year, 2019, what's the biggest mistake you're not going to make this year?
That's like a double negative. You're scrambling my mind
this
morning.
I'm trying to scramble your mind a little bit.
The biggest mistake I am not going to make. Well, it's the biggest mistake I'm not going to make is going back to my previous life. Now that I'm, cancer free, it's just, staying with my new habits and ways of being.
So I love that because we're talking about the new year, right? We're talking about bringing in new things in the new year. So we're letting go of the old, we're bringing in the new. And one of the things we can bring in is Susan Treadgold into your life. So if you would like to find out more about Susan, you can go to tedlondon.com, tedlondon.com, or visit her website, susantreadgold.com. And Susan, we've got about 30 seconds. You've got a retreat coming up.
Yes.
It's called Radiance Reboot Retreat.
Absolutely.
And where is it?
Computers. We are all do better when we unplug and reboot. So this is in Encinitas, California. The first one's on the 26th of January, but this is a monthly thing.
And how do people find it?
You can find it on Meetup and Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. Okay.
Yeah. Amber Monahan and myself, we are doing, this is a day to renew, rejuvenate, reflect. It's right next to the self-realization gardens, you know, the meditation gardens. So, great place, great time, sound healing, art therapy, guided meditation, we'll do a lot of my energy work that we were talking about.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That sounds awesome, man.
Reboot
okay.
It.
So, and they can find that at where?
On Eventbrite and on Meetup. Well.
Okay. Radiance Reboot with Susan Treadgold. I hope you'll attend. And we'll be right back. I've got more tips for you to bring in power and presence and manifest your dreams in the new year. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my
veins. Well, this is a new year, a new you, and we are doing whatever it takes this year to manifest your greatest dreams. The show is called The Courage to Manifest Your Greatest Dreams. Wow, we've had an incredible show. So I want to let you know, I have an event coming up here in San Diego. It's called Limitless. And if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur and you're going to make 2019 your greatest year, this workshop will deliver insights, strategies, and wisdom to drive your business to the next level. I want to let you know, the Limitless event is on January 19th. From 8:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock. It's at Morgan Run Country Club here in San Diego. Tickets are online right now at $197 at the door and $97 right now if you register. And you can get those tickets on Meetup. If you just look for Shared Vision Network on Meetup, it's under that organization, an organization I own. And it's called Limitless, or you can find us on Facebook also. Look up the Limitless event on Facebook. And I want to let you know, I got a special guest speaker coming into this event. He's one of my friends, Chris Jayab. Chris is a very successful business owner. He sold his business for $5.7 billion to Yahoo. The name of his business is Broadcast.com. You don't want to miss this workshop. It is really a powerful one, and it's a great way to kick your new year off if you're a business owner and entrepreneur. All righty. Listen, I want to talk to you about a book. It's coming out. And it's my book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Bring Out Your Genius. And the reason I'm mentioning it today is it's aligned with what we're doing on day 51 of that book. There's a chapter on it called Infinite Power. And each day in that book, what happens is I give you some inspiration, I give you some wisdom, and I give you some strategies to kick your day off. And I love what Susan said just a few minutes ago. You got to win your morning. So this book is designed for you to win your morning. And I'm going to read a little excerpt from, again, day 51. It says, "It doesn't take courage to take the easy way. Moreover, the path of success is filled with courageous acts of those who struggled and persevered until they achieved their greatest dreams. Are you ready to push your limits and break through the bondage of past habits? One of the illusions of life is to think that you are powerless over circumstances. As soon as you hold on to the thought that it will always be this way or there's no way out of this mess, it becomes real for you and now you are stuck. To break free of this kind of thinking, you must use your willpower, creative thinking, and a little dab of faith. Don't be afraid to break the cords that bind you to the past. The past doesn't equal the future unless you continue to dwell on it. Don't. Within you is the wisdom of the ages, but you must tap into it by asking the right questions, keeping your mind positive, and taking immediate actions to break free. You will be amazed at how much you can accomplish when you light up your mind with questions that empower you. Today, ask, what is the most powerful thing I can do today to overcome any challenges I have? Number two, what actions can I take today to overcome obstacles in my way of my success? And number three, what can I think about to have a great attitude no matter what happens? Actions, pick an area where you've been feeling helpless and then determine to change things around permanently." So that comes out of the book, The Courage to Change Everything. You can pre-order the book at thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Most importantly, if you really want to have a new year and a new you, the old you doesn't have to show up, but you do have to reprogram your mind to success thoughts and success thinkings and drip on your subconscious mind on a daily basis. It's what I've been doing for many, many years. It's what every single guest I bring in this studio does. They don't allow negative thoughts to permeate their mind. You see, the thoughts aren't really even yours, okay? Thought is universal. It's not individual. You didn't create those thoughts, but if you choose to keep thinking those thoughts over and over again, your thoughts will beget your feelings will beget your actions will beget your results, and your results will beget your destiny. So it all starts at the level of what you're focusing on, right? So this year, I just want to encourage all of you, today, stop just for a minute. Write down who it is you're going to become at the end of this new year, what kind of income you're going to generate, what's going to happen in your relationships, in your career. Just take a few minutes, write it down. And at the end of that, think about what thoughts you have to think about consistently to have that happen in your life. All righty, that's it for our show today. I want to encourage all of you to continue to connect with us on Voices of Courage. And think of it this way. Find your courage today to see the unseeable, to know the know the unknowable, and then do the impossible. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.